Welcome back. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 9, Mishnah 10 of Maseches Nedarim. Continuing on the theme that we've been talking about, Kohanim She'ini Nosei Es Plones Ura. Someone says, Kohanim, that I'm not going to marry so-and-so because they're ugly. V'harihi Na'a, but it turns out she's beautiful. She'chora, or he says that I'm not going to marry her because she's dark. V'harihi Levana, but she's actually light. Kitsara, or that I don't want to marry her because she's short. V'harihi Aruka, and she's actually tall. Mutarba, in all these cases, he's allowed to marry her. She is allowed to be with him because she was ugly and then she became beautiful. Or because she was dark and then she became light. Or because she was short and then became tall. Meaning the case is not that... I apologize. So it's not because of these things happened, meaning the case is not that her appearance changed and therefore the neder can be annulled because he would not have made the neder if he knew this. Rather, that a change in appearance cannot be used for an annulment because it is considered nolad, right? Elash haneder tosh. Rather, the woman is allowed to be with this guy because the neder was made in error. He thought that she was one thing, but it turned out she actually wasn't. So therefore, we say, since it was based on a mistake, it's invalid. You don't even need annulment to go ahead and do this. Then says the Mishnah Masa Bechad Shenader Mi Basa Chosohanaya. So it once happened that someone made a neder that forbade themselves to benefit from his sister's daughter because he thought that she was not very beautiful, so he didn't want to marry her. And the people of her family brought her to the home of Rabbi Yishmael and made her beautiful. Amar the Rabbi Yishmael then brought her before this man, and he said to him, Bini lazo nadarta, my son, was it regarding this woman that you made the neder? Amar lo lav, and he says to Rabbi Yishmael, no, I didn't mean to stop myself from marrying someone this beautiful. V'hitiru Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael allowed him to marry her, and he said because since it was clearly possible to make her beautiful, she couldn't have been ugly in the first place, and so the man's nether was made an error and didn't even require to be annulled. At that moment, Rabbi Yishmael wept and said, "Benos Yisrael, now saying that the Jewish women are beautiful, that when they don't have money, that makes them not as beautiful, that makes them uglier because they don't have the makeup or whatever it is to take care of themselves to make them look beautiful." The Jewish women all mourned and they expressed a clear lamenting over his loss, and they said, "Benos Yisrael, El Rabbi Yishmael." Rabbi Yishmael Bechena, that daughters of Israel cry over Rabbi Yishmael Bechinu Omer B'Shol, and so it says regarding the hesped, the eulogy that David HaMelech gave for Shaul HaMelech, Benos Yisrael El Shol Bechena, that daughters of Israel cry over Shaul, would cover you in scarlet with fine clothing, who would place golden jewelry upon your clothing, all these beautiful things. So he cared about these women, so Shaul HaMelech should be mourned by them, and so too with Rabbi Yishmael. That is the end of Perek Tes. And now on to Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 10, Mishnah 1. So we know that the father has the right to cancel his daughter's vow, and a husband has the right to cancel his wife's vow. The question is, what if she's in between? Na'ara Hama'orasa. If you have a Na'ara, a girl who is betrothed to be married, so she is halachically engaged, so Avia Ubala Mefira Nidara, the father and the fiance can cancel her nedarim together. Hefira avalo hefira baal, meaning that if the father cancels but the husband doesn't cancel, hefira baal avalo hefira av, or the husband cancels but the father doesn't, eino mufar, it's not canceled. Vein sarach lomar shekiyim echad mehen, and it goes without saying that if one of them approved the nether, said, "Oh yeah, I hear this and this is great," then the other one cannot go ahead and cancel it. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Yud. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. But for now, have a wonderful day.